You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, thank you for hanging out with the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. We appreciate you. And in return, we'll give you a trending report. Yeah, totally crappy weekend for Colorado sports fans. First of all, the Nuggets got tossed out of the NBA playoffs.
It's a heartbreaker, isn't it?
But you know, Jeremy, we do have to say they had a very good season.
They did.
Very exciting postseason.
It just sucks that it comes down to like that. And it's like you work so hard all season and you feel bad for these guys.
Then you go home. You know, but that's the fate of every team except one in all sports, right?
I think it's just worse when you get so close. You can see the light. You're almost there and then... Right in the face.
We have next season to look forward to when we finally discover when that will actually be. There's all sorts of discussions up in the air now about when basketball will start up again. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Do we want to talk about the Broncos?
Yeah.
Did your wife watch it at all?
We had it on. I plunked down and watched a few minutes of it. The best thing to come out of that game was the cast of South Park in the stands.
Right.
That was the best part of the game.
That was funny.
That was very well done. I got a kick out of that. But yeah, I saw that it was the first time Tampa Bay had won in Denver since 1993. So that's a kick in the groin, isn't it?
God, when you were like 14 years old.
That was the last time.
The Broncos lost that game in front of about 5,700 fans. Did you see the fans kind of sprinkled around?
Yeah.
It's a quick turnaround for the team, though. They're going to play on the road against the New York Jets on Thursday night. A couple of 0-3 teams. Should be thrilling.
Should be a banger.
Should have massive television ratings. Just kidding. No one will be watching. And the Rockies concluded their disappointing 2020 season, fittingly, Jeremy, with a loss. Now we can put some final numbers on it. After starting 11-3, I don't know if anybody can remember back to those days. After that super hot start, the Rockies lost 31 of their last 46.
Not very good.
To finish in fourth place in the division.
Clean house. Fire them all. Let's get a new team.
That team has some questions.
Going back a step, I did see Mr. Fangio. Vic had his face mask on, but it was a shield. It was just the shield. It wasn't the full face covering, so I guess that applies. I don't know. I saw him, though. I was like, dude doesn't want to get fined again. He's all covered up.
I saw other coaches doing the whole thing where they had the face mask on. The player will come over and talk to them, and then they would pull the face mask down to talk to the player, and then put it back up. I'm like...
I think it's
a good... some of the referees, you know, when they're making their calls, you know, holding number 71, you know, that kind of thing.
They'd yank them down.
And they yank their face.
But yet they went away from everybody. They were at least 6 feet away, if not 12, 15, and then did it. I think it's... Wouldn't it be beneficial if they just continued with this? Because you know, the whole thing when they're making the calls and they're always covering their face so the camera doesn't catch or whatever, this whole time you could have just been wearing a face mask.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it, dudes.
I like the ones where they pull the thing up. They have like the gator
thing.
The gator, on or
whatever, and they pull it up. And 24, 44.
You know, it looks like they're holding up a stagecoach from the 1800s.
Yes. I have a couple of those, and I always say that I look like I'm an archaeologist in the desert when I wear those. Because you pull it down, it's around your neck, and you're like dusting for bones.
We already talked about how the big debate is coming up tomorrow night. What else is trending?
Well, this is a big, big day because it's National Drink Beer Day today. It's a day that reminds us to enjoy the world's most popular adult beverage. And it says to also remember the people that serve it to you. So tip those bartenders if you see one.
It's funny that there is a National Beer Day and a National Drink Beer Day. As
double
if on
beer
the first
days.
One, we're just going to collect it.
You just look at it. You just go to the store and look at it. What are you drinking right now? You got a beer of your choice? Particular beer?
Well, I got to tell you something. I have not had any alcohol in the last 2 months except for one cocktail one time.
So that's
other than
a no.
That, all the alcohol is out of my system right now. So.
I will tell you that I am kind of hooked right now. It's coming from Breckenridge Brewery. It's a strawberry ale. Oh, my gosh. You know how I am with anything strawberry.
I know how
like,
you are
give me some of that.
It's fruity or girly.
It's so.
So
good. Here's some horrible, horrible news.
What do your manly man friends think about you drinking these?
I think we're all to the point where we don't care. We just, like, whatever.
Well, they are. The thing is, they are seriously judging you. They just can't say anything because they know you're talking about it on the radio.
Maybe. I don't know, but we're all whiskey guys, too, so I make up for it if we, you know,
we do our whiskey samplings.
No, I'm bullet. I'm, like, straight. Like, if I go to whiskey, it's just whiskey on ice or whiskey and Coke. So, don't be painting me.
You paint
in
yourself,
a poor light with my whiskey, Dom.
You are a self-portrait, my friend.
Now, it doesn't mean I don't sip my whiskey and then take a bite of a strawberry. here's some horrible news. We talked about this last week. Kraft was releasing the pumpkin spice mac and cheese in Canada via a contest. You had to go on and do something online. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, people here in America got wind of it and started tweeting and posting all about it, and Kraft realized we've made a horrible mistake, so now they're bringing the contest to America. And it says you can win pumpkin spice mac and cheese by tweeting at Kraft Mac and Cheese and using the hashtags pumpkin spice KMC and hashtag sweepstakes. At least they're not making this difficult. And I guess they're going to randomly choose people, 1,000 people, and they're going to give them some pumpkin spice mac and cheese, and then you can proceed to vomit after you eat it.
And don't be fooled. They've planned this all along.
They know what they're doing at the mac and cheese factory.
You think they're going to go with, when you compare market size, the United States versus Canada.
Yeah.
No offense to our good friends from, you know, the Great White North.
Come on, this is fat America. Mm-hmm. Come on. Here's your crap on celebrities. I did a double take when I saw this. Vin Diesel just released a debut single on Friday. I guess he was on the Kelly Clarkson show. It's called Feel Like I Do. Yeah, Mr. Fast and Furious is going to be like a pop star now.
How's it sound?
Let me find it. I did pull a few seconds of it here off the YouTube. Here you go, listen.
This is Vin Diesel.
Yeah. He's pretty buried, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Shut that junk off.
Shut that off.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. He says he feels very blessed that over the past few months he hasn't been able to make movies, but now he can share his heart via that pile of turds.
We didn't need it. Keep your heart.
We didn't need it, dude.
Keep your heart
just
to yourself.
Take a few months off and relax. So if you're looking to dress up as sexy coronavirus this year, it's probably not going to happen. There's a company called Yandy, and they're famous for making all those sexy pop culture Halloween costumes. I believe they've already released a sexy Tiger King this year and a sexy TikTok getting banned. Don't really know how that one looks. I didn't look it up. But the vice president says, you know what? We do have to draw the line somewhere, and there's nothing sexy about the coronavirus, so you're going to have to go to a different outlet instead of Yandy's to get your sexy virus costume.
Way to take a stand with your sexy Halloween costumes.
Way to go, Yandy's. Speaking of Halloween, this survey's out this morning asking people if they're going to wear a mask on Halloween this year. About 9-10% of people say they're planning on wearing one under the actual Halloween mask. I was looking at a little informal survey on Facebook that popped up last night. Somebody had posted, you know, what's everybody planning on doing this year for Halloween? Survey said, Dom, most people are still going to go out and go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Yeah. They're just going to go out and do it. So.
Yeah. I'll withhold comment.
It's not a good idea. I know.
I'll withhold.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Let me give you one final thing since this is Monday. It says, do you ever feel like a zombie on your way to work? You're not fully awake yet. What are some of the best ways to wake up each morning? And this story says, Mondays by far are the hardest. What are some of them you would think would be on there, Dom? Some of the basics.
Coffee.
Coffee's number one, dude. Chug down the coffee. Brushing your teeth wakes you up. That's on the list.
Do people, like, go for a walk or jog or something?
Going for a walk's on the list, taking a shower. Some of the ones towards the bottom, stubbing your toes, putting a fork in the toaster, and tasering your groin, kind of rounded out the list. So Maybe that'll help you get going this morning. Let's go ahead and do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Okay, go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Side note, please don't taser yourself in the groin. We do not recommend that. That was purely a joke. Thank you. Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy. I posted a video on there that I was laughing out loud. It's a guy who made a montage video of himself doing everything super aggressively. Getting off the couch, putting on a hat, throwing a blanket to his wife. It's just the funniest thing. Like if somebody was at like an 11 constantly, and I hope it brings you the same amount of joy that it brought me this morning. It's on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
So and good. That's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.